Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. This is a show that was designed so that you'd have a place to ask those questions that you can't seem to answer with your own mind, so that you could actually get the answers from the divine beings who are here to assist you. It's like the difference between asking a one-year-old to explain physics and asking someone who has several PhD in physics to explain it. That might not really be that much difference. I'm your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people to recognize their power and start living in it, because that is what we are here for. We are here to create our lives and to create absolutely wonderful and magnificent lives. So if you have any questions about your life, give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. All right, let's go to our first caller. And this caller is from area code 917. Hi, who's speaking?
Hey, this is Tim from New York. How are you doing, Robert? How's everything?
Everything's going great, Tim. How are you?
I'm not complaining. It's Friday. I don't complain on Fridays.
Well, that's good. That's a good motto to have, too. So what's up in your life?
Well, we have spoke previously about, you know, the things I'm trying to manifest. You had mentioned automatic writing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do an automatic writing course or a little class?
Yes, it's a 5-week course that I do, and the latest one started 2 weeks ago. Now,
okay.
You can, every class is recorded. So I've had people who did the class who never actually came to the class and still got the benefits out of the class. So.
Oh, okay, that's excellent.
Yeah, so if you wanted to join today, then I would just send you the recordings for the last two classes. You'd be up to date, and if you could be in the class, that'd be great. If you couldn't, then it would still all work.
Okay, that's most excellent. Since I have some time, I will go to your site, and I think the link is in the blog talk, and sign up. Other than that, it's just that I'm ready to manifest and bring forth these new things in my life.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, our last class, we did a procedure where we were connecting more fully to our guidance. And that is just, I can't even use words to describe what it does to people, but I think you will definitely enjoy it.
Okay. I can't wait. Okay, thanks a lot. I'll be in touch.
Okay. Have a
great
day.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. So, I do offer some classes and some group calls, and so guidance is saying to tell you about them. So the automatic writing class is, it's not just learning automatic writing. I mean, that's something that you can find the instructions for doing that on my website. So if you want to do automatic writing and you just want someone to tell you what you need to do, then the instructions are there. Read them, do it, and it should work for you. The class is more about the clearing of beliefs that you have that get in your way. It's about removing your obstacles, your blocks to connecting with your team, to actually recognizing that you have the ability to talk to angels or people who passed over or whomever it is you want to talk to. And so we do a lot of clearing work based on whatever it is the people in the class are experiencing in their lives. And once in each course, we do a connections procedure, which takes everybody to a deeper, more open connection with our guidance. And, you know, even though I have done that procedure several times, because I do it with every class, and so it also works on me too, I find that it's just amazing to me how much more freedom it brings into my life. So I really love these classes and the clearing work that we do because I'm also benefiting from it. And it's making a difference for me as well as for the people who are in the class. So if you want to learn automatic writing or if you just want to get all your obstacles out of the way so that you can do the automatic writing, so that you can talk to your guidance and get the answers that you're looking for, that's one of your options. And it's a 5-week class and it's $59. And considering what you get, I really need to raise the price. But and I will one day. So if you wanted to learn more about the class, you can go to divinelyguidedhealing.com and click on the tab that says automatic writing. Another thing that I do on a regular basis is the Deprogram Your Mind group calls. And these are calls, each one, I say that they're an hour long, but lately they've been running an hour and a half to 2 hours because once we get started clearing these issues, I don't end the class until everyone in the class that night is feeling complete. I don't want people leaving the class going, oh, I wish she'd done this, I wish she'd done this. And I want to make sure that everyone is comfortable with what we've done before we end the class. And so each week we have a different issue and I write up a procedure, and this is based on the Master's Solution Technique, which is the way of clearing the emotional connections in your subconscious mind so that you can actually be at peace all of the time, so that you don't have all of that ego chatter and you're not always thinking, I can't, I can't, I can't. It's about getting rid of all of that. And so the people in the class do have some say over what issues we deal with, although I've never had anyone complain that we picked an issue that they didn't have any connection to at all. It's like once we start looking at the issue, people are always finding ways that is creating not problems, but difficulties in their lives. And so we do the procedure, and then we do any work we need to finish up anything that the procedure brings up in people. Because sometimes when you do clearing work, it seems like the clearing work brings up other stuff that you weren't aware of. And like I said, I want everybody to feel comfortable at the end of our calls with what we've done, with how they are, you know, feeling in their life right in that moment. So that is a weekly call. It's on Tuesday evening at 7:30 Central Time, and it's supposed to be an hour, but it usually runs over. So if you sign up for that, make sure you have more than an hour. But it's recorded, so if you have to leave, you know, you can listen to the rest of the call. And those calls, I can't even begin to describe the difference that it's making in my life and in the lives of the people who are part of the calls. And it's really wonderful because, you know, I talk to these people every week and I can feel the difference in their energy and I can hear the difference in their voices. And it's the whole point of all of this is about empowerment. It's about us coming into our power, recognizing the truth of who we are, recognizing that we're not some little, small, insignificant person who can't do anything. It's about knowing that you have the power within you. And you can call that the power of God, Allah, Buddha, the universe, Fred Flintstone, I don't care what you call it. But it is a power within you that everyone has. And that power is always there for you. It's you. So we are learning how to stand in that power, how to know that we are connected, that there is no separation between us and that power, you know, because in a lot of religions you are taught that there is separation between you and God, whatever the God of that religion is, you know, God is over there and you're over here and God is looking down on you. Which is really not, when I say that, it just sends shivers up my spine. Okay, and so we are taught that we are, you know, just next to nothing, really, just totally next to nothing, unless we are living this absolutely perfect life. But if we're not living this absolutely perfect life, we can follow these simple steps and we will be saved. Okay, so this whole empowerment thing is moving away from that victim and savior mentality so that you actually get to stand in your power. You get to recognize yourself for who you are and you get to love yourself no matter what you look like, no matter what you've done in your life, no matter what, you get to love yourself. And it's giving me a whole different understanding of God. You know, I was raised in Christian churches where you were taught you were separate and you were nothing and you were always sinning and apparently you're just this huge disappointment to God. At least that's the way they make you feel in some churches. So now my understanding of God is totally different. Instead of expecting God to save me or fix my life, I now know that I have the freedom to create whatever I want. And you see, that means that God's not trying to have any power over me. God doesn't want power over me. Instead, the power is within me. And that's a whole different way of being. It's taken me years, really, to come to grips with that, because it's so different from what I was taught. But it feels so much better. It feels better now. At first it was scary, because then it was like, oh my gosh, you know, no one's going to save me. And now it's this beautiful recognition that no one needs to save me. I am safe and I am loved and I am creating my life in every moment. And there's no one who has power over me, and that includes God. So my whole relationship, so to speak, with God has changed. My relationship with Jesus has changed too, because I used to really, 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 really not like Jesus because he was going to come and spoil everything. That was my interpretation of the second coming. And now it's just totally different. And I do that show, you know, twice a week, Mornings with Jesus. And when DC Love, who is my wonderful co-host, when she first suggested that, I was like, okay, I guess I'm supposed to do this. And I was thinking, oh, Jesus and I, we get along now, okay, but I'm not so sure about this. And the evolution in that, in my perceptions of Jesus and my perceptions of myself have been just totally changed just from opening up to having that connection, to actually having those conversations. And I encourage everybody to start having those conversations. So if you want to start doing the automatic writing as your way of connecting with your team, with the divine, with whomever it is you want to connect with, like I said, the instructions are on my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com. Just click on the tab that says automatic writing. It is a wonderful way to start opening up your heart, your mind, opening up to life. And then my guidance has always told me that life is so much more than you know. They've always told me that, and I always thought, oh, yeah, it's easy for them to say. They don't have to, and then I could have a whole list of what they didn't have to do. And I am beginning to see that they were right. Life is so much more than I have ever believed. And that realization, it's just changing everything. So I encourage everyone to take the steps to changing your own life. Okay, we are going to go to the caller from 11111111. Hi, who's this?
This is 11111111 caller.
Oh, I knew that was you. Hi, Queen.
How are you to this beautiful day?
It is a wonderful day. It really is.
And I was listening to you talking about your classes and your automatic writing. I said, well, that's my cue to testify. I just want to testify. I took the automatic writing class, and among many things that have come to me from that was my penmanship used to be gorgeous, and then I let it go to chicken scratch, so you get the point. Well, that's improved. I have committed. Oh, I use that word. I've made a declaration. A declaration, affirmation to have my book done by the 23rd of May, and I'm still honoring that. And that also, I take your, I'm part of a group in which you do the treatments on. Powerful, powerful, powerful. So I just wanted to, you know, give you a shout out and a testimony.
Wonderful. And you're okay after the work we did last night?
I am. I haven't listened to it again, but I'm going to probably when I take my bath shortly and listen to it while I'm in the water and let it get deep into my pores.
Wonderful.
Of consciousness. And speaking of my book, I would like to hear whatever else I need to hear right now about my forward motion with it.
Okay, well, let's see what they want to say. And of course, it's Callie who's coming in. She's
Hi, Callie.
She loves you. Okay, here we go. You know what you need to know. We understand that you ask these questions because it's nice to get validation of who you are and what you're doing and whether or not it's right or wrong. But you don't do this because you need it. There is within you everything that you need. And it will always be there. And we honor you for taking the steps to creating this masterpiece that you are working on. Of course, you have created so many masterpieces in your life. Everything that you create is filled with the love and the power of you. And this book will be the same. It will change people's lives. And it's not just the words that you write. It's also the energy that you are placing in this book. And so we hope that you continue to open up more and more to your power, to your energy, to your love, your light, so that this book can become even more and more powerful. Because as you grow, it will grow. It's not a matter of once you've finished with it, then there is no longer a connection to it. It will always be connected with you. Everything that you have created is always connected with you. People who have bought things from you over the years have noticed the energy changes, and that's because your energy changes. So it is never ending. And what you do, you continue to do for as long as you are around. So open up to that love in you. And let this be the most magnificent book that has ever been written. Because that is what you are capable of. We love you. And we wish you well.
I accept. Yes. And that links to the sharing of last night, that kind of energy, you know, my interpretation of being the best. I might get disconnected because I got my earpiece going up. He decided to, that's a good time for me to walk away from my friend. Anyway, thank you, Kali. Thank you, Barbara Grace. And
you're welcome.
Me and Tahuti will stay in the garden for a little while longer as I gather my flowers. And, since unless you have other callers that I will move out
no,
the way for. As I'm gathering my flowers and I'm vibing on my fragrances, any insight as to moving with them? I'm feeling them. I'm feeling the book. I'm feeling my fragrances. I'm feeling them. Strong. Packaging.
So I'm seeing, you know, whenever I see you in fabrics, it's always these beautiful swirling colors. And when you talk about packaging, I'm seeing little bottles of your fragrances with these beautiful swirling colors on the label. It's not anything that I can tell you, okay, if you just draw this and that'll be that. It's more of the energy.
Of course.
So keep that in mind when you are visualizing it. It has beautiful colors, and like I say, they're swirling and intermingling, and it's just okay. So now in this swirling image on this bottle, I'm actually seeing. You see this sometimes where they have like the feminine figure with the wide hips, and it's just like, you know, the little hourglass, but looks more like a woman's body. I'm seeing that is in those swirling colors. There's a swirl that kind of looks like that, but it's not the focus of the picture. It's just a part that you can see if you look at it. Does that
like
make
a
sense?
Figure eight?
Like a figure eight within the...
Yeah.
Because I just drew some figure eights on some metal, so I figured that's what you were feeling with that feminine energy. I might have swirled it on the metal, you know, what you're saying, and just putting colors, adding colors to it. I get the feeling.
Okay, good. Feeling. Well, it's really pretty label, so that should work.
Well, thank you once again.
You may want to put something like that on the book as part of your signature, your stamp, your whatever. Kind of your own little icon. And then you can put it on everything that you make.
Got it.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. That feels really good. So, yeah, create that.
I'm doing it. With the help of my sister, goddess friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kali.
You're welcome.
Barbara, and I shall return.
Okay, great.
Namaste.
Namaste. Oh, and your cat is always so vocal. It's like he's saying, I'm here, let's get busy, I'm here. Okay, now let me see what else they want to share with you guys today. You know, it's one of those days where it's the energy is just like so comfortable in some ways and so opening in other ways. But, you know, whenever I do this work, whenever I'm helping people with these procedures, and like I said, it's working on me as well as on them. And so I had a group call last night and I did a procedure on commitment and opening us up to making commitments about what we actually want to create in our lives and opening us up to accepting that we have the power to create. And I was going to the store yesterday, and I was talking to my guidance, which is what I usually do when I'm driving. And they were saying, okay, you know, that you are the one that creates any problems that you have in your life. And I didn't really want to accept that, you know, because we like to think that it's because of something else that we have problems in our lives. But I said, okay, I can accept that. And then they said, and that's because you are also creating the solution. So anytime you have a problem, you have also created a solution. Most people don't look within themselves to see what that solution is because they get stuck in the problem and they never look beyond the problem. But the solution is always there. They're not separate. You can't have one without the other. So if you have a problem, there has to be a solution. If you have a solution, well, then there had to have been a problem. Now, whether or not you call it a problem is totally up to you. But everything that you create is bringing you something that you desire. And sometimes it's bringing you something that you desire in a way that doesn't make sense to you, but that doesn't stop it from doing exactly what it's doing. So when I was doing the procedure last night, they had me include that information in there so that we could accept it into our own brains, accept that anytime we have a problem, we created it. And we also have a solution because we created it. And that really does give you more freedom. And that's what this is all about. At least for me, that's what it's all about. Because freedom is so important to me. It always has been. It's one of the things that I've always wanted and always wondered why I didn't have it. And I'm realizing now the reason why I didn't have it is because I was not empowered. I believed that I was a victim, that other people had control over me, my life, and everything that happened in it. And I was always waiting for someone, somewhere, to decide that they could do something right for me. Well, the person who needs to do something right for me is me. And so accepting that is part of accepting my power. And that's true for each and every one of us. Because they didn't just give me power and decide the rest of you couldn't have any power. That's totally silly. We are equal. Everyone has the power within them. And you always have and you always will. Now, if you want to, you know, rely on all of these beautiful divine beings to help you, that's another thing that's changed for me is my perceptions of how they help me. I don't expect them to save me anymore. And I used to really believe that. That used to be what I totally believed because that is what I had been taught. And I thought, okay, one day they'll actually save me. They'll fix my life. Everything will be great. They'll see that I'm actually okay and it's okay to do this for me. And the realization that that was not why they were there. You know, at first it was like, oh, well, this really sucks because I need to be saved, you know. And now it feels absolutely wonderful because I don't need to be saved because there's nothing wrong with me. I am making my choices in my life. I am creating my life the way I am choosing for it to be. And this really is all about that freedom thing, you know? So as part of the automatic writing, we ask questions and, you know, we get the answers. That's the whole point of it. You ask a question and you get the answer that your guidance wants you to hear or the answer that is for your highest good. I prefer that. It's not a matter of they decided, oh, well, this is what you need to hear. It's more a matter of, this is for your highest good. And that's really what I always want them to tell me, whatever's for my highest good. So last week I asked a question, and this is the question that I asked. Sometimes I feel like I'm getting answers, making changes, and just flowing in my life, but then it stops. Why does it have to stop? And this is the answer. And this answer is really an example of how they are here to assist us. The answer is, to make you aware, when things are flowing, you stop noticing the little issues that come up to be released. You asked us to help you to clear the old beliefs out of your life that do not contribute to your highest good. We take our job seriously. When you fail to notice what is coming up, then we create situations and circumstances that you cannot ignore. We are working with you so that you can let go of everything that is holding you back from the magical, amazing life that you are here to create. We are never punishing you. It is all about helping you to be the best that you can be. Accept our assistance and see what you need to release. This will take you back into the flow. It is your choice. You are loved always. And so that's really what it's all about. You have this wonderful team of divine beings who are there to assist you. And they are assisting you in creating the beautiful life that you are here to create. They are not taking over your life. They are not controlling your life. They are not making you do anything. They are helping you to evolve in the way that you have chosen to evolve. And so it's all about that empowerment. It's all about recognizing the power in you, recognizing that you have the ability to be more than you've ever imagined, and opening up to that. What I do, I help people to open up to that, to let go of the thoughts and beliefs and old programming that made you think that you couldn't do anything. So, in a way, you know, they're teaching me to be like them. So, and that's absolutely wonderful, and I love it. I love making a difference in people's lives, and I'm beginning to see why my guidance was always telling me they love what they're doing. I can see that now because I love seeing the changes in others. I love seeing people accepting their power. I love hearing people talk about how they let these thoughts go and these new things that have come into their lives, you know, things that they thought, you know, this has never happened to me. I'll never have this. I'll never find anyone who wants to be with me. I'll never find the right job. I'll never find whatever it is they're looking for. And then to have them come back and say, I'm getting offers, you know, or men are talking to me, or, you know, whatever it was that they were looking for is happening in their lives. And this is happening in my life, too, because I'm letting go of old beliefs and patterns as well as the people that I'm working with. And I find that my life really is flowing in wonderful ways, and it just feels so good. And I find myself doing things without it being a struggle. You know how you have this list of things that you need to accomplish for the day, and you have to dedicate yourself to accomplishing them to prove to yourself that you're a good person. Well, I don't have to prove to myself I'm a good person. I don't have to prove anything to myself. I don't have to prove anything to anybody. So now when I look at my list, it just flows, and I do whatever it is I am guided to do. And if I don't do the things on the list, I'm okay with that, because that list does not have power over me. I am the one with the power. You see, it's just those subtle little shifts in how you're thinking and how you're being that can have such a huge impact on your life. So I encourage everyone to start really looking at what you believe. And if you decide that the automatic writing or the deprogramming your mind group calls would help you, then by all means, sign up for it. This is an amazing time in the history of our planet. And we are being opened up more and more and more to the truth. And that truth is that we have power, that we create, that we are equal, that we're not doing all of this to please some big God up there in the sky looking down on us. We are doing what we are doing because it is what we have chosen to do. And we have the free will to create whatever it is that we have decided is important to us. So this is all about letting go of those old programs, letting go of the judgment, letting go of the guilt and the blame and the shame and all of that stuff. Just letting all of that go and living in the moment and recognizing yourself. You know, if each of us did this, if each of us really, truly started living in our power, started seeing the truth of who we are and recognizing what we are creating, everything in the world would change. Everything. Because there wouldn't be any more victims. There wouldn't be any more people who need to be pitied. There wouldn't be any more people who need to be rescued. There wouldn't be those people who are trying to control other people. You wouldn't do that because you would be busy living your life, not trying to live somebody else's or trying to make them what you think that they should be. It would be making you who you really are. It's a little shift, but it's a huge shift. It's like one of the questions that I included in the procedure, and the question is, you should look at your beliefs, you know, and if you look at a belief and it feels like, oh my gosh, this belief is so true, and this is definitely my belief, you should ask yourself, is this belief absolutely true for everyone. Because if you can find just one person it's not true for, then it's not a true belief. For me, that brings a really big shift, because I am recognizing that more and more of what I used to believe, what I had been taught to believe, is not true. And it never was. And so I'm not bound by those beliefs anymore. I don't have to see myself as less of a person, because I'm not. It just, it connects in so many ways. And it connects in so many different areas of your life. It affects how you feel about yourself, how you treat yourself, how you feel about other people, how you treat other people, your reactions to anything that's going on in the world. It lets you stop taking things personally. And we do that. We do that without even thinking about it. You know, there are people who watch the news and actually cry because they are taking it personally. Even if it's on the other side of the world, they are crying over the news because they are taking it personally. They are saying that this is me, whomever it is that this is happening to. They're saying that that person is them, and they have to feel sad and all of this other stuff because of what's happening to that person. They're taking it personally. Well, if you take everything personally, it makes your life so chaotic, because there's always something happening to someone. And now I understand that the things that are happening to people are the things that they are creating. I'm seeing the power in others. They are creating whatever they are creating in their lives. And I'm not judging it to be good or bad. I mean, the things that I don't understand, I don't need to understand it. It's not me that's creating that for me. But it actually gives me the freedom to just love others without judging them. Because if we take it personally, we judge it and we decide, oh, that's right or that's wrong, or oh, that person should go to jail, oh, they should just flat out take that one out, just kill them for what they did. You know, and I hear conversations like this from other people because they are taking it personally. But the less you take it personally, the more you can actually just stand in the love that you are. The more you can open up to allowing that love out into the world and receiving that love back from the world. Because you are loved. In every moment, you are loved. But most people don't feel it. They don't experience it. They don't believe that it's true, because they haven't met the criteria that they've been taught about proving that they are good enough for someone to actually love. And that's why the love of yourself is the most important thing for you to work on. If you want to just pick one thing in your life to work on, that would be the one that I would encourage you to pick. Because when you love you, it changes everything. And you find yourself not putting up with a lot of stuff that you used to put up with, because you realize that you are good enough that you don't deserve to be treated like crap. And so it's about opening up to who you are, to who you're becoming, to who you really want to be. Life can be so amazing, so beautiful, so wonderful. And it's not a matter of you have to be a multimillionaire before you can feel that way. You can feel that way right now, in any moment. It's a choice. Everything is about the choices. And you have the freedom, you have the free will to make your choices. Nothing is being imposed upon you. God is not saying this is how you must feel. If God was doing that, then you would not have free will. If God was saving you, then you would not have free will. If Jesus is saving you, then you will not have free will. Free will means that you get to make your choices, and no one has authority over you. And just breathe that one in for a little bit. And while I am talking to you and saying all the things that I'm saying, there are these beautiful divine beings that are helping you helping you to let go of what you need to let go of so that you can have your life get better and better and better. And they're only doing this if you are saying that it's okay to do it. You're talking to your higher self saying, is it okay if I do this? And if they say yes, then they do it. If they say no, then they don't do it. You are making a choice, and nothing is being imposed on you. I used to always look for ways or healers that were going to fix me. You know, I had this belief that someone, surely somewhere, could fix me. And there were some healers who said, okay, if you just do this, then I can fix you. And I would do this, and they would not fix me. And I would get so frustrated. Maybe that's why I studied all those different methods of healing. But it was a matter of me understanding that I don't need to be fixed. I am evolving. I am changing every day, in every moment. I am making different choices, and my life is changing. And there's really nothing to be fixed. It's just all part of the process of me becoming a better person every day. And that's my goal now. That's my commitment. You know, every day I'm getting better and better. And that just feels so good because now I don't need to look for someone to fix me. I don't need to look for someone who's got all of the answers because I have the answers. I have the answer to every question that I ask. I've always had the answers. You have the answers. Now, you can call me if you haven't figured out how to get your answers yourself, or if you want someone to just validate your answers, that's fine. But you don't need me. And there's a big difference between a choice and a need. Because when we turn something into a need, we give it power. We take the power away from ourselves and put it in that need. Just that word need feels so clingy. But the word choice, to me that's a beautiful word. There's all these possibilities in my choices and in your choices. So look at your life. Look at what you are creating. And if you don't like it, change it. You know, I have people who come to me and say, I've been working for years and years and years and years and years and years and years, and I can't seem to change anything. I've got this problem and this problem and this problem and this problem, and they can list problem after problem after problem after problem. And when I tell them, okay, that's what you've been putting your energy into. You've been putting your energy into making sure that you keep your problems, because that is what people do, and that is what we were taught to do. And some of them just flat out tell me that I'm wrong, that that is not what they do. They do not put their energy into that. And then they go on to tell me what it is that they do. And everything that they describe shows me that they are putting their energy into their problem, but they don't see it. Now, the beauty of it is that I don't need to correct them. I don't need to fix them. They will see what they see when they are ready to see it. I tell them whatever I'm guided to tell them. And I let them go, and they go on with their lives. And I've had some come back, and sometimes it's years later, and say, oh my gosh, you were right. And I'm just happy that they have finally opened their eyes and started to see, because that's really all it takes. You know, there's a saying that when you need a teacher, they will come. Oh, I knew the saying before I started saying it, but you guys know what I'm talking about. And sometimes people, they come not when they're ready for the teacher so much, but when they're ready to start seeing. Yeah, that's the best way of saying it. When they're ready to start opening their eyes. Because a lot of people go through their lives with their eyes closed down to where they can just see what's right in front of them, maybe sometimes. And they can't even see that all of the time because they don't want to see it. And so this opening up and accepting who you are and accepting your power and moving forward in your life, this is a process. This is not something that someone's going to tell you one little thing and poof, your life is suddenly going to be totally different. It's a process. They are steps that you are taking. And the more you take these steps, the more you are going to open up. But if you refuse to take any steps, then you're just going to stay as you are. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that because it's your choice. And again, it is your choice. You are not a victim of circumstances. You are a volunteer of circumstances. So think about that the next time you are thinking, oh my gosh, why are these people doing this to me? What is it that you have volunteered to be a part of? Because you have free will. You get to make your own choices. And no one has power over you unless you give it to them. And just breathe that one in for a minute. You know, life really is a wonderful, beautiful, amazing experience. And it does get better and better and better if you just open up to allowing that in your life. And you are smart enough because you have the wisdom of your heart, which is different from what your brain comes up with. But if you utilize that beautiful wisdom within you, then you can create an amazing, truly amazing life. So I encourage you to remember that the next time you're looking at your life and thinking, oh my gosh, why is this happening to me? Why can't I, whatever it is that you want to do? Let that go. Just let that go. And start recognizing that you can. You can. And you might want to say that to yourself. I can. I can create. I can change. I can have money. I can be loved. I can. I can. Start saying that. I can. And you'll find that things begin to shift because you are actually giving yourself permission to be more, to do more, to experience more, to have more, whatever it is. And sometimes that's all you're waiting for, is somebody to give you permission. Why not let that somebody be you? Because you are the one who has the power. You are the one who has the free will. It should be you. You shouldn't have to have somebody else tell you that it's okay before you can be okay. You know who you are, and you know what's important to you and your life. Let yourself embrace that. And create that. Give yourself permission to live. And if you need help, then ask your team. Ask your team to guide you to whomever it is that's going to be there to give you the help that is right for you. There are so many options out there in the world, and your team can guide you to the one that's right. One that's going to help you to see truth of who you are, to start opening your eyes, to start living your life. Because you have a right to your life. That's why you're here. And it's time for you to start embracing that, start allowing that, to start living that, and to let go of the belief that somebody else has to save you. You do not need to be saved. You never have needed it, and you never will need it. It's just a matter of recognizing yourself. So I guess I've given you plenty to think about this week. And if you have any questions, you know, send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com. And I'll be happy to answer it because I do want you to understand yourself, to understand your life, to understand your choices, because that is what you are here for, and you are creating what you are experiencing. And nobody, nobody has the right to stop you or control you. This is your life. These are your creations. Why not make it the very best that it can possibly be? Why not be the very best that you can possibly be? And you can start right now. Okay, let's go to our caller from area code 917. Hi.
Hi, Ms. Barbara. Hold on 1 second. My friend has a question.
So I've been working at a facility where I'm experiencing sexual harassment, but the person is, my boss is related to the person, so I don't know how to approach a situation without getting blackballed.
So the first question that comes into my mind is, what is it that you believe about you that makes you attract sexual harassment into your life?
I think I try to be overly friendly to, we have to work together as two departments, and I have to be overly friendly and extra nice in order to get what I want, because otherwise he's a difficult person to work with. And if you're not extra kind to him, I can't get anything or anything accomplished for my patients.
Okay, so there's a part of you that feel that you have to put up with this kind of treatment in order to get what you want out of this person.
Yes, because he's another department head, and yeah, I would have to go through him in order to make most of my programs work, because he's part of the food service. And
okay.
I would have to get things from him.
So, in essence, you are giving him your power in order to do what you think you have to do.
Yes.
So I would suggest that you stop giving him your power. We can do some clearing work on that right now, and this should help you to change your energy, to change what's acceptable to you, which will change the way other people react to you, associate with you, deal with you, however you want to phrase it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So are you willing to do some work now on that?
Yes, I need to.
Okay. So I will ask you some questions, and at the end of the questions, I'll say, if you're willing to accept this, say yes, and you say yes, and we do some breathing, and life becomes more wonderful. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
So would you like a divine infinity healing on taking back your power, taking back your power from the people that you've given it to, for whatever reason you've given it to them, taking back your power and knowing that you deserve to be respected, that you deserve to be treated with respect, that no one has any right to demean you or to harass you or to do anything inappropriate to you. Because this is you. This is your life. This is your body. These are your choices. So this is a matter of you having boundaries about what is and is not acceptable, and having other people respect those boundaries, and also having the courage to tell them when they are crossing those boundaries. You don't have to put up with any crap from anybody. It is not required of you. You are powerful. You are equal to them. They do not have power over you. No matter where they stand in the hierarchy of an organization, that does not mean that they are more powerful than you are. You are equal to them. And so this divine infinity healing energy is going throughout you, throughout your mind, throughout your thoughts, throughout your beliefs, and clearing out those ones that say that you are supposed to suffer, you are supposed to be less, you are supposed to grovel, you are supposed to bend over backwards for these people, because none of that is true. This is about you accepting your power. This is about you standing in your power. This is about you knowing that you deserve to be treated with respect. And there is no exception. This is about you letting people know what your boundaries are. And if you are ready to accept these changes in your life, then say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, there's a little bit more we need to do, so let's do one more. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing the need to be a people pleaser, releasing the belief that you are supposed to do whatever it takes to please other people, and if you don't do whatever it takes to please other people, then your life is going to be one hellish experience after another, because no one is going to like you or want you around if you are not pleasing them. This is saying that your only purpose in life is to be there to please others, and that is not true. So this is helping you to let go of that belief and to recognize that you are a wonderful person and that people know you and love you because of who you are, not because you are always pleasing. They don't want you to be a people pleaser. They want you to be you. They want you to be real. They want you to say what you think. They want you to let them know when they are crossing the line. They want you to respect yourself so that they can respect you as well. So this is all about letting go of the belief that you have to please others, that others are more important than you are. And then you are being brought into the knowing that you have value, that you are loved, that you deserve to be loved, that you deserve to have a wonderful, magnificent, incredible life, that the people that you are assisting, and you are assisting them because you love them, value you, and they see that in you, and they want you to love yourself. So this divine infinity healing energy is now going throughout you and finding all of those beliefs that say that you can't love you because you're not good enough because, or you have to suffer or struggle or any of that old garbage, which is what it is. It is garbage. And it is being taken away. And you are being filled with a love, the divine love of the Creator of God, Source, Allah, Buddha, whatever name you want to use, doesn't matter. And the knowing that you are worth it. And if you're ready to accept that, say yes.
Yes.
Take three nice deep breaths. And how do you feel?
I feel okay. I just went through a lot of different emotions just now.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's all that stuff moving out of you. So don't try to hang on to it and don't think, oh my gosh, I'm not supposed to cry or anything like that. Just let it out. Because that's what it's doing.
Yeah, I've been holding a lot of stuff in and just dealing with it because,
you
know, I'm supposed to make myself happy as well as, you know, keep the residents at my job happy too, despite how I'm being treated or I'm being spoken to.
And you don't deserve to be treated badly. Yeah, you don't deserve to be treated badly. No one deserves to be treated badly. And I want you to look at this situation and think what you would say to someone who came to you and told you that they were going through a situation like this. Would you tell them, oh, well, just suck it up and get treated badly. It's no big deal. Or would you
tell
them to start making changes? Yeah. And when you report it, even though this person is a relative, expect the person you are talking to do what is right. Don't expect them to side with this person because they're related to them. Expect them to do what is right because you deserve it. You deserve to be treated appropriately. You
right.
deserve that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You are welcome.
Thank
and
you.
You may need to drink some extra water to work all this stuff out of you, okay?
Yeah, I have like 4 water bottles halfway full for the whole week.
Okay,
thank you.
You're welcome. And take some deep breaths whenever you start getting upset. Just take some deep breaths and come back down and be where you are, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Okay, we are going to move to our next caller, and that caller is a 1111111 number. I just love saying one sometimes. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Father. This is Jeanette. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. So how does this work? Do I ask you a question or do you feel into my energy? Just tuned in.
Well, let's just talk about whatever it is that needs to be talked about, and we will do everything.
Oh. Well, that sounds awesome. So, yeah, I guess I'm calling in for clarity regarding the place where I seem to find myself right now, which is kind of like I've been transitioning for 5 years, at least. I mean, I'm going to say minimum. I had some, definitely had some life changes, and now I'm in the place of really wanting to celebrate life and not have to worry about what I see as restrictions, like limited financial resources and not doing work that I really am passionate about. So I'd like to change that entire picture to definitely a more celebrated life.
So it sounds like you have reached a point where you are ready to accept that you actually have power and get to make your own choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is wonderful. I love that. Okay. That's
Thank
what
you.
I've been talking about on this whole show. It's all about that. All right. So let's do some work on opening you up to who you really are. So I will ask you a question, and the question will I never know what it's going to include because it's not actually coming out of my brain. But at the end of it, I will say, if you are willing to accept this, say yes. Then you get to say yes, and I tell you to breathe, and you should begin to feel a difference. And you may just start feeling the difference while I'm asking the question. So does all that make
okay.
sense? If it doesn't, tell
yes.
me. Okay. Here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for opening up to your own life? Opening up to your freedom to make your choices. Opening up to the power within you that allows you to create what you experience. Opening up to the knowing that this is the truth of who you are. That anything that happens in your life, whether it's a problem or a solution, is created by you. Because you have that power. And this is how you move forward. This is how you learn. This is how you evolve. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. This is the process. This is what you are here for. And so at this moment, you are ready to start standing in your power, to really feel that power within you, and to know that you have the wisdom within you to make the best choices. Every single time. And that anytime you make a choice, if you decide that it was the wrong choice, you can change it because that is your right. That is your power. So this divine infinity healing energy is going throughout you and taking away all of those beliefs that you have to have someone else make decisions for you, or that you have to listen to someone else, or that someone else has more authority than you have, or someone else has more power than you have, or anything that would make you diminish yourself. Because you are equal to every other being on this planet. There is no one who is more than you are, and there's no one who is less than you are. You are equal to everyone. Even when you think about the person you think of as the most powerful person in the world, you are equal to them. So this is about you recognizing the truth of you. This is about you standing in your power and letting you create your life. So if you are ready to make this transition in who you are being, then say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Oh, I can feel it moving. How do you feel?
Definitely more open, light.
Yeah, I could feel all this energy just moving in you.
Yeah. Those breaths felt good.
So this is part of your evolution, part of your growth, and you are going to start to look at your life now and make decisions about what it is you actually want. What it is you want to keep, what it is you're ready to let go of, because you're not required to keep anything. This will include relationships with other people as well as things. It's about everything. And you will be letting go of beliefs, well, a lot of beliefs. Pretty much everything you've ever believed, you're going to let it go. Yeah, that's what my guide tells me. I was like, oh, well, what should I let go of? And they said, everything. I'm like, everything? I can't let go of everything. And, yeah, you can. So, and they're right, I can, and I'm working at it. And it does make a difference, and it's amazing to me. So, I warned you.
Okay, that sounds like a pretty long road to travel, but all right.
Well, you know, you were going to travel it anyway, so you might as well make it better.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. I mean, I don't mind fresh new perspectives at all. It's just that, you know, the prospect, I'm sure you felt the same way, the prospect of letting go of everything that you've thought of perspectives, beliefs, et cetera, you know you have to replace it with something. So it's like, okay, how long will that take?
Well, the beauty of it is that once you start and you start replacing it with the wisdom that comes from your heart, you will know what is true. Then it just flows. At first, it's like, oh my gosh,
I like that.
How do I do this? But then after you start doing it, it's like, oh, this feels good, you know? And you'll have little thoughts that'll pop into your head. Yeah, like you'll be grocery shopping, you know, and sometimes I'll pick up something and it's something that I want, and then I'll look at it and I'll look at the price and think, should I spend this money on this? And then the little voices, you know, my team starts chiming in saying, oh, are you really worth $1.50? I'm not sure you're worth that. So they're reminding me that that is exactly what I am doing. I am looking at this item that costs $1.50 and deciding whether or not I am worth $1.50, which is totally ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then I can laugh about it and put it in the cart and take it home. So,
So even as, you know, not, well, I guess for lack of a better word, small, you know, sometimes we can think of those things as, oh, that's a small thing, but it's not actually. And I know what you're saying because I've been doing that myself lately. Like, you know, I do the same thing, practicality. Do I really need to spend X amount of money on this product, or, you know, do I really want this? Should I really spend this money on myself? And I'm asking, you know, I'm having that same dialogue in my head. And more times than not, I'm choosing, yes, I am worth it.
Well, good, wonderful. And, you know, one of the things that they have me saying over and over to myself is that I have an unlimited supply of money, of anything that I need, because it's coming from Source, and Source has no limitations. So I have an unlimited supply of whatever it is that I'm thinking about. And so I don't need to make my decisions based on whether or not I'm worth it, because I am worth it. And I know that I will always have enough, always.
By saying those things, if you've been doing this for a while, I would imagine you've been doing this for a while, an unlimited source of unlimited resources or unlimited source of money, let's say, for whatever I deem I desire. Has that worked? I mean, has your income increased? I mean, like, is there practical proof that this actually gets manifested in tangible form?
Well, the more I open up to actually allowing myself to receive, because receiving is something that most people fight against, the more I do that, the more everything in my life flows, and that includes money. And so I find that if I want something and I'm thinking, oh, I don't have the money for it, and I immediately stop thinking that way and I start changing my thoughts to, I have everything that I need. I'm always receiving whatever I need. I don't know where it's coming from, and I don't have to know where, and I don't have to know how. I just accept that it is, and it does. And so, yeah, it does work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm listening very carefully, and I like what I'm hearing, and I have moments of that. I have moments of that flow, you know, and moments of where I look back in the rearview mirror and go, wow, I don't know how that happened, but it seems like every time I think that I'm not going to make it, something comes in, and wow, that was amazing.
Yeah.
And what I'm working on is trying to quiet down the beast that says, oh my gosh, no panic. Oh my gosh, how am I going to do that? And then, you know, I'm more in that state. That's when I think the real picture changes, like the energy is just not allowing for the flow.
Well, one of the things that my guidance always tells me is focus only on what you actually want to create. So if you find yourself thinking something that you don't actually want to create, immediately change to something you want to create. And so if, you know, you have the voices coming up saying, oh my gosh, no, no, then you can start saying to yourself or out loud or however you need to, I can do this. I can have this. I can have more and more. I can, whatever it is that you are actually wanting, start saying it. And let yourself hear it. Say, I can, I can, I can. Because that opens you up to actually allowing yourself to do what you say you can.
Yeah.
You're not saying I am because you are not. And you know that if you say I am, that little voice will say, no, you're not. But if you say
exactly.
I can, then there's nothing that it can say. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And how about I will?
I sometimes say that, but usually I start with I can.
Okay.
And then maybe once you feel that you can, then you can say I will.
Okay. Okay. And
I can,
yeah,
is an opening. I will has obligation. So it depends on how you feel about your obligations.
Exactly. And also, I feel sometimes I will, in certain situations, is kind of like a stronger stepping in. I don't know. I just like, it's almost like a manifestation word. I will. Like, I will it. Do you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will is more of a commitment. If you're not ready to make a commitment, don't make it. Because then if you don't make your commitment, then you're going to be beating yourself up saying, well, why didn't I do what I said I was going to do? Don't set yourself up like that, you know. Say, I can.
Well, can it also be, can will also be seen as a command? Like, you know, when you're commanding something to be manifested?
When I do a command, I don't usually say, let me think how to put this. When I do a command, it's not necessarily so much about what I am doing. It's more broad.
Okay.
I don't command myself. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes, it definitely does. No, thank you for that. That was an adjustment when you said it. I appreciate that.
Okay, now they're telling me to share this command that I put into a procedure. Hold on, we have to wait for my computer now to catch up to me. And
okay.
This is a command about money that I'm going to do. And you can say this command anytime that you want to say it. This is about opening yourself up to recognizing the power within you.
Mm-hmm.
It's about accepting that you have power. It's just, you'll understand when I say it. Hold on, my computer's almost there.
That's okay. I understand totally. That's a warm up.
Well, sometimes it seems like I want my computer to do something and it takes forever. Okay. So, all right, so I'm going to read this and just listen, and it's actually going to be clearing you or whatever it needs to do while I'm saying it. Here we go. I am a creator. I create everything that I experience. I create my own problems and I create my own solutions. I am more powerful than I have ever imagined. There is power in my words. There is power in my commands. This is what I command now. Money, I am calling you into my life. I know that you hear me. Right here and right now, I am telling you, money, you love me. You are welcome in my hands, in my pocket, in my purse, in my bank account, in my life at all times. I open my heart and mind to money in all forms, be it stocks, bonds, currency, property, fine art, jewelry, gold, banknotes, certificates of deposit, luxury items, or any other form. I open my life to money through my loving, appreciating attitude. Money serves me in divine right ways. Money is wonderful stuff, and I let it multiply in my life. Thank you, power within me, for money. This is my commandment, and so it is.
Oh, and so it is. Oh, that is really awesome. I love that.
So that's kind of what I think about when I think about a command, you know.
Yeah, that is definitely more, I definitely shifted when you said it, and then to hear this now is validation of what I felt when you said what you said. That little adjustment, it's not about me so much, it's more about sending it out there as a broader statement.
Yeah.
Is there a way to email you for that, to get that in written form?
Send an email to barbara.healing@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you.
And I will send it to you.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So how are you feeling now?
I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling really good. I mean, I cannot wait to repeat that because that was just so perfect for me.
Good. Wonderful.
I'm not just feeling light, I'm feeling excited. So, you know, the first exercise you did with me made me feel lighter. It opened me up and moved things. I could feel things moving. But this one is like there's excitement on top of that. So, wow. I really appreciate
Great.
It.
Great. Wonderful. I just love it.
Do you feel it? Do you feel my excitement?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. It's like now I'm sitting here in this chair and I keep wiggling. It's like, oh, I've got all this energy.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, I'm pacing right now. I'm just so filled with energy. So that in and of itself is huge. You know, it's like, oh, wow, I feel electrified, I can almost say. Wow. Barbara, thank
Wonderful.
You so very much.
Well, you're so welcome, and thank you for calling. And let me know how it goes.
I will. I'll be touching base. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. So remember that you really can be the powerful being that you came here to be. You don't have to settle for less. You don't have to be insignificant. You don't have to be small. And if you want a copy of that commandment that I just read, then send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com. Because if you start saying that every morning or however often you want to say it, then you are commanding that that is what you are living. You are changing your life. It doesn't have to be something difficult. It doesn't have to be complicated. It's usually very simple. It's just recognizing yourself, recognizing who you are and what you are here for, and allowing yourself to live that. And everybody is capable of that. So I think that is it for today. It's been a wonderful show. Thank you all so much for listening, and I will be back next Friday. Well, I'll be here Tuesday with Mornings with Jesus, but I send all of you lots and lots of love. Bye-bye, everybody.